Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning MV Pro Call. Today is Thursday, March 2nd, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting motorvitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. Just an announcement. We have been honored to receive some sponsorships for our installer training facility. So we have Pentair has agreed to sponsor us so far, and there's actually some interesting things, and I don't want to get into that right now on this part of it, but here in the future there's some interesting things happening in the industry in regards to Pentair that I'm trying to get a guest speaker on to kind of talk about it. So I know a lot of people think of Pentair in terms of equipment and valves and those types of things, and that's not really what I want to focus on when we talk about them, you know, more their place in the industry and some of the stuff they're doing. Some interesting things happening and changes that I think are representative to the industry as a whole there. But so we are looking for sponsorships. We also have – we do have a couple other bays available for sponsorship. And also we have, remember, three classes for our installer training facility available. The next class that actually starts Monday, the premium class, is sold out, but the next premium class that includes WQA certification begins on and expenses paid begins in about 3 weeks. Actually, I think it's about 4 weeks that begins. So take a look there. And we also have the Installer Insight for Sales Professionals. That's a three-day course. And the shorter standard installer course that is also a three-day course. So if you're interested, please visit motorvitality.com. We'd love to have you on. And that is my advertisement for the beginning of this. I will start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with?
Hey, Kelly. This is Scott in Alabama.
Hey, Scott in Alabama.
So here it is much more difficult to get people past the feeling of soft water just because it's not as common down here as it is other parts of the country. And we are knee-deep in home show season. And just wondering if you've ever come across anybody that has had a setup where you could actually wash hands at a home show.
Jen, didn't we have a dealer that we worked with in San Antonio that did that, where they had a station where they were washing hands there? I know that they had a huge round table, like there's a huge booth, and there were like four or five corners, and one of the corners had a T-demo, and one had a, a taste test, and I think the hand washing was there. But do you recall that, Jen, or have you seen it?
Yeah, I think what they – if I remember correctly – they had one of those, it was like you see at the fairgrounds where it's just a hand-washing station that you have to use with your foot. You pump it with your foot.
Right.
I kind of think that's what it was. I don't know. I can't tell you what I had for lunch yesterday either. So
Scott, to answer your question, I think it's a great idea. And if we've seen it, I haven't seen very many people do it, and which I guess the point on that is it would be unique. That would be something different than what probably anybody else has done. And at the home shows, that's the type of thing that, you know, would entice somebody into a booth. It would make them curious. And in fact, you're right. We are coming right into home show season. And I think maybe, and people are getting back into doing home shows. So I hope it's not too late entirely, but Jen, let's do that for next week's topic. Let's do it. Do our entire call next week on home shows and kind of how to set up and maybe bounce off some ideas on how to you know, how to entice people in and that type of thing. So, Scott, are you set up for it? Are you excited about it? Or you were just looking for ideas on it?
Oh, well, we've already got one down, and we've got one coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
And when walking through, there's always the skincare regimen that's, you know, a big pink booth that brings people in, and the people that do the hair things, and there's always a large group of women around. And I was just thinking that, man, if you could do that, not only would you have home shows, but you could do bridal shows, you could do, like, women shows. And I'm just trying to figure out if you had seen it and if you saw it, what the logistics were. But I think that's probably something we can probably figure out in the service and installation department.
This is Mike Bowman interjecting from Keltron Water in Trenton, New Jersey. Check with my boss, Sean Barry, at Keltron Water Care. There's a water right dealer in North Jersey. I don't know what the name of the dealership is, but the guy's got a whole wall of equipment that he's built. It includes, everything. Power boosters for the reverse osmosis. He's got a sink. He's got, a water softener, an acid neutralizer, and he's built this thing, and he takes it to the shows, and he has two or three guys. They set it up so when someone comes in, they can wash their hands. They can see how a water softener works. They can see how the reverse osmosis works with the chill pack and the booster, pressure booster. So he's got it all. So it's a lot, but he uses it very successfully, and that's what he uses it for.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. So it can be done.
Can be done.
Yeah. Would be
I mean, you
got
to haul it around. You got to have a trailer, and you have to have people that are competent in setting it up, getting it there for the display. But I saw a war show in Mohican Sun, the Poconos, last summer, last fall, September. It was very, very impressive. I just don't remember the name of the company, but it's a water right dealer in North Jersey. And if you call Sean Barry at Keltron Water Care in Trenton, he'll be able to get you that information.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you. God, that's great. Excellent. Anybody else have any questions?
Here's my question. Are you thinking about doing that with, like, the hand lick test? You know what I'm just...
Oh, I've heard of the hand lick test.
So, basically, I've had people that, they really can't get past that slippery feeling. I'll have them, when I've got my mini softener out, I'll have them wash their hands, rinse one in their hard water, and rinse one from my mini softener, and then have them lick the hand from the mini softener, and then lick the hand from the hard water, and that's when they'll taste the soap. Because the one with the mini softener, they won't taste the soap. And it shows them how much cleaner they actually rinse. And I was thinking you could do, like, two of those pump things from, like, festivals and stuff, one with hard water and one with soft.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, they've got the reservoir in there, and it drains down. So it's a great idea. I haven't really seen it a ton, but I think that's what we saw there with the dealer we worked with. And that's been several years ago that we saw that, too. So great idea. I love the uniqueness of it. That's awesome. By the way, just on a side note, I never call it, when people are talking about that, I never call it slippery or slimy feeling. They call it slimy, but I call it silky. So it's just that silky feeling, but that's because I was in sales, right? So it's semantics. So great. And any other questions?
Try velvety smooth.
Velvety smooth, exactly. Right. That's a good one, too. Anybody else? Okay, great. So let's jump into our topic today. And Jen, you, I think this was a topic that you kind of came up with, so I might let you take the lead if that's okay on this. And I certainly have some thoughts, but I'm gonna hand the floor over to you to kind of get our topic started and go the direction that you wanted to go with it.
All right. So I guess there's a couple things that I want to say. First off, yesterday Janine from Oasis came out to our training facility. She actually came to both of our offices. She drove an extra 2.5 hours and accidentally came out to my office in Waterford, Michigan, and then realized she was at the wrong place, had to drive another 2.5 hours back. But she came out to the training facility, and we really appreciated her coming out and checking everything out. So I'm not sure if she was able to make it on the call today, but Janine, we appreciated you in all your hours on the road coming to visit us.
Jen, can I just add that? Yeah. I think just on that, I want to second what you just said there. I very much appreciate that, and thank you for pointing that out. But also, there are some really interesting things happening in well-known and established companies in our industry. And it's not just, I know that, you know, we've seen a lot of the big companies sort of buying up some companies and you know, kind of combining, but some of the existing companies that have been out there, there's some, I want to encourage everybody to you know, step out of your bubble and really look at what's going on with some of these companies that have been around for a long time. They're changing things, and it's just really, really interesting to see how it's going to impact this industry. So, yes, thank you, Jen, for pointing that out. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the second thing kind of leads into our topic today, but so I in my office building, there's a door that leads to a call center for landscaping. And for whatever reason, when they take their breaks, they stand in front of the door and they have their smoke sessions. So, and the, like my window is right looking at their door, basically. And so I guess the public service announcement number one is if you have smokers within your company, please have them go smoke out back or make sure to be considerate of others that, you know, multiple times I've complained to the property manager that happens to manage those, the call center also, and said, you know, I really don't want smoke coming in my room, in the office. And not only that, but I hear every bit of their conversations. So the smoking is number one. I actually just recently went over to a water treatment company. And within the last couple of weeks, and when I was walking in, somebody was standing out front smoking. And that's just such a turnoff to a lot of people, you know. But anyways, so PSA number one. So many of you must have got the email because we do have a lot of people on, and I'm super excited about it. One of the things that we did, which was different, and thank you, Corey, if you're on, for doing this for us, he made a poll in our email. And so the poll was, do you use a script? And we had 23% say yes, they use a script and they stick to it. 46% said they're supposed to, but they deviate from it. And 31% said, no, we don't use a script at all. So where this kind of came from was as everybody from the call center was standing outside my window talking, actually it was just one person that was on the phone at this time, one of the managers. And he says, you hear the manager on the phone, and I only hear one side. He says, no, that's great that he's making the sales, but why isn't he going by the script? And then you hear him listening, you know, you can tell he's listening. He says, right, I get that. But they've been told that they need to stick to the script. And then he says again, a little bit later, he says, well, when I went back and listened, he didn't explain anything, or he didn't explain the trimming like the script says. He got all the pertinent information in, but he has to understand the script is designed to make sure our services are explained and the best way to build emotion. That's what that whole training was about. He needs to follow the script. So what I gathered from that conversation was, you know, Johnny is, he's making sales, but he's not going exactly by the script. And his sales manager wants him to go exactly by the script. So I'm going to kind of open it up to everybody else. Do you use a script? Do you prefer that your sales team, or if you are a sales professional, do you prefer to stick to the script, or do you prefer to deviate a little bit, or do you say, you know what, I just go off the seat of my pants and so forth? So I'm going to open it up to everybody. Anybody. Everybody or anybody.
So this is Scott in Alabama.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
No, Scott.
Well, I was just going to say, we use a script, but it is more about following the process of you want to talk about this, you want to talk about this, you want to talk about this, and there's key points within it. But to have it rigidly to where you have to say this word for word, I think is unfair, because everybody has their own cadence. Everybody has their own delivery. Everybody has their own way of explaining things. And as long as if we're going to talk about TDS here and we're going to talk about chlorine here, you have your key points of what you want to cover, but how you explain it is up to you, as long as you can do it.
Right. Good.
So Stacy here. There is a script. Do I use it word for word anymore? No. Am I going in those points and that process? Yes. But you have to be able to deviate, because part of your script is asking questions and finding out what their hot buttons are and what they're looking for. So you have to kind of customize that around them. But am I following basically the process? Yes. Am I following it word by word for word? Never.
Right. Okay. Good.
Yeah, this is Mike Bowman in Trenton. I'm doing the same thing. I have a process that I follow. Tell Trenton Water Care, third generation. I have nothing to do with the family, and they really never had a sales process. They use their own process, which was successful, but Sean Berry wants to take this to another level. So I have a process that I brought with me. I follow that. He's actually working. I guess recently he's been to an A.O. Smith, probably a sales seminar. And as we speak here, he's working on a scripted text. So, I kind of follow my process and, adapt to, you know, what's going on with my prospect, my client. But I'm always asking questions relative to what their concerns are, what brought me there. But in terms of the process, yeah, five or six steps that I do. When I go into the house, first thing I do is they want to take me to the basement. I want to get into a kitchen table and sit and pick their brain and, you know, establish some kind of rapport and find out just exactly why it is, how long they've been here, and why now are they looking into what their water needs are. So that's how we do it. So
good.
Scott, did you hop in there? I don't know if you got your chance. Was that you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. That was, you were first. I missed the voice there. I have a comment on that. If nobody else does, can I give my opinion?
Certainly.
So, if you recall, Jen, because you came in on this, one of the things I used to do as regional sales manager for the company that I served was I would have new salespeople come in and memorize the script and then not use it. And the reason I had them do that is because I felt like it was really important for them to know everything that was in there, because there are sections you do it, you can't do it in order. It's so easy to sell against somebody that goes in and does that 2-hour script because they don't really understand what they're saying. They've memorized some words and some actions, but they don't really understand what's happening. And I think it's really important to understand what's happening and to be able to go in more depth or less depth depending on the situation, as some of you are saying, and I think it's all has to be based on questions. I think it's a lot like a service technician that drives a van with a ton of different tools there. And when they go into the house, they usually have a tool bag with the most commonly used tools, you know, things that they use in just about every scenario. Then they go down into the basement or where the equipment is, and there are times that they see something, they recognize something that they don't have in their tool bag, and so they have to go back out to the truck to get it. It's critically important that they know how to use every tool on the truck, even if they don't, if they only use that tool a couple times a year, so be it. But they need to recognize when to use the tool, and they need to be very comfortable in using the tool. You guys, we started the conversation with hand washing. I will tell you that's one that I have certainly done in a home, but not a tool that I use in every home. But I knew how to do it comfortably when the situation arose. Now, there were some that I did every single home, you know, the tea demonstration or the soap flask, which I think is really important. But I think that it has to be more of a customer-centric sale, you know, and when you are talking about a certain topic, that's where the script comes in. That's where you make sure you cover everything. But, you know, and for me, it was asking what the customer was most interested in. A script, often the ones that I've seen, starts with the water softener and then goes into, you know, the drinking water and maybe a UV or, you know, whatever else is in there. I like to ask the question right from the very beginning. You've got the water that goes on you, you've got the water that goes in you, which is a higher priority to you. If the customer says, well, the water that goes in me, and then I start going into my script and spend the next few minutes talking about the water that goes on you, it always felt like if I'm the customer, I'm thinking, they didn't just listen to me. Why are we starting off talking about this other one? And the end result is you have less doubles sometimes, less system sales, because the RO almost seems like an add-on, especially if the customers get the big eye on the cost of the, you know, big eyes are like, whoa, their eyes get really big when you tell them the price. And so a lot of times customers or a lot of times salespeople don't like to talk about the, you know, the add-on stuff, the UV and the RO, when in reality, those are the things that if asked, the customer would say was most important to them. So that's my two cents. Jen?
So I know when we do, and yes, Kelly, I do remember when, you know, I first started in the industry and we had a script, and I remember that I tried really, really hard, word for word, to remember that script. I am not the type of person that I just fly by the seat of my pants most of the time. And, you know, so it's hard for me to remember word for word script. But when I'm training a new sales professional, I do have a script for them. And I prefer that they stick to that script as closely as possible at the beginning, only because there are so many numbers and so many colors and so many things that we're doing. And, you know, I remember there was one sales professional I was training, and they're like, I just can't do the script. I just can't do the script. So at that point, they were out on their own doing their own sales. And then I went back and, you know, every so often we go back and we ride along with them, see how they're doing. I noticed that one of the things that they were saying is they were talking about the iron in grains per gallon, and that 3.0 will cause staining instead of 0.3 will cause staining. And I was just like, oh my goodness. And there was this part of me that I'm like, well, I failed him. But at the same time, it's like, okay, we need to go back to the script, because it helps you understand the numbers, the colors, the grains per gallons, the parts per million and parts per billion, helps you understand that and keep it all in line. And, you know, does the customer know the difference? They might. Doesn't seem like this one in particular realized it, but so I think the script is important for learning, but at some point you kind of customize it for the situation when you're in the home. And, you know, I don't know that the word for word, because a lot of times I've heard people that they do the word for word and it sounds like it's very scripted, that they're just reading off of a page.
From an owner's standpoint, though, Jen. Yeah, please, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's exactly what I was thinking. A script is important, as far as I can see, for learning the points that you want to get across, but it's also like an orange jumpsuit that, you know, one size fits all, and it does not, and it doesn't look natural on most people. And so it's hard to make that your personality. You're a salesman. If a script was all you needed, you wouldn't need salespeople. You need just somebody to go out and read what the benefits are. So it's
right.
One size does not fit all. A script is just that.
And that's kind of goes with what I was going to say, Jerry, is that there are a lot of highly successful companies, and I think this is important to recognize here. I'm aware of a lot of large, successful companies out there that hire a lot of salespeople. Now, there tends to be a lot of turnover as well. But they, you know, they within a couple weeks have somebody out selling water treatment equipment. They provide leads for them that, you know, but for the first 2 weeks, that salesperson, they come in and that's what they do. They memorize verbatim, step by step, word for word, that script, and they are able to send that salesperson out into the field giving that script and doing it. It works very effectively just because of the numbers. You know, they put a lot of money into marketing and get it out there, and they know that the messaging is exactly the same with every person that goes out into the home. And some people are definitely better at reciting the script and making it seem a little more fluid than others. Some people sound robotic. I think the challenge with that, I have not seen really super high closing ratios in that situation. I think if you get a 40 or 50% closing ratio, that's pretty incredible. I've seen it every once in a while. Somebody tells me that, you know, they've got a much higher closing ratio, but I'm always skeptical of how they're tracking that exactly. I do think that knowing what to say, using basically my philosophy, my belief is that you use the script, but not necessarily in the order that it was written and that you had to memorize it. There may be sections of that script, but in those sections, you say what's in the script in your own way, in your own personality, in your own words sometimes, but you say what's in the script at the time that it's appropriate with what the customer is asking. So somebody said that their part of their script was asking questions. That's, in my opinion, what's missing from a lot of the scripts that I've seen are genuine questions on what the customer wants and what they're looking for. You've got to respond to their answers. It's got to be customer centric if that closing ratio is going to go up and we're going to really understand what the customer wants and what they need.
I agree.
Jen.
Does anybody else have anything? I think we're getting close to our half hour. Does anybody else have anything that they wanted to comment, add to, questions, thoughts? All righty. Well, with that, I think we'll adjourn our phone call. And I do appreciate everybody that jumped on. This was awesome, and all the feedback, and I do appreciate everybody that that contributed to the poll. That was a lot of fun. I think we're going to do some more of those.
That's the one. Look for pictures. We need some help with pictures that we're going to put on some of our marketing here. Maybe we can send that out. Watch for that, because I'd love to know. Maybe that's a good place to do that one, Jen, to send some pictures out and get some ideas and opinions. Some voting.
Yeah,
so,
that'll be fun.
Great. So, everybody,
awesome.
Thanks very much. We will talk to you next week, if not before, and be safe.
Take care.
Thank you. Have a good week. Thank you. Good
job.
Jen.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks, Kelly.
Yep. Bye-bye.